And finally, the last bird. "We've done our time," says Flora and her free-range friends. "We're free!" Well, in a manner of speaking. But Flockdown has finally ended and we are now released from our Supermax enclosure. In fact, Isabel manages a breakout before the official release. Oh, she is a one, that bird. She has been claiming special ninja skills since day one, and I think she might actually not be speaking with a forked beak. There is a very small gap in the net above our heads, just where the gate is. On top of the gatepost is a space about the size of a well-fed chicken, and our Isabel manages to flap up to the top of the gatepost through this hole and flop down on the other side. We don't see her do it, not the first time. We just realised that she was on the other side of the wire, nibbling the grass. "Oh, it's nice out here," she says all nonchalant. "You should come out." She's taking the mick a bit, we think, as she knows we don't know what she knows about how she escaped. She refuses to let on how she did it. And when Beard emerges from his coop, his little monkey face is a picture of bafflement. "How did you do that?" he says. "You'll get nothing from me apart from my name, rank and serial number," she says. All he hears is, "buck, buck, 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 buck," of course, not being fluent in foul language. So he lures her back with a handful of corn, which is a bonus for all of us, and stands and frowns at it all before shambling off. An hour later, he's out again, and so's Isabel. This time there's no corn. He picks up our feathery heroine, muttering something about sage and onion, before reintroducing her to the confines of the enclosure. However, I see how Isabel manages to get out, and I fancy a go at freedom myself. I saunter, casual-like, to the gate where the little gap is. I judge the distance carefully, crouch, then flap my wings as fast as I can, and launch. I hit the gate about a foot up and drop to the dust. Dignity in tatters. From the glass coop, I hear Curls and Beard hooting with laughter as I pick myself up, shake out a few loose feathers, and sidle away as if nothing has happened. That girl Isabel must be working out or something to fly that high. Anyway, it's all a bit academic, as we're now free anyway. Oh, it's a joy to be out here in the wide open spaces. So many bugs, so much grass, and so many weeds. So that's from Flora and her friends, who were rescued and rehomed by the Wotton branch of Fresh Start Hens, and it's all imagined by Dominic Castle.